I'm Jack Ross, Saber Choice Stagger. Here's another edition of Talk Dirty to Me. With us on the line, we've got a guy that I've seen him on TV. I can't tell you numerous times, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. We've got Mr. Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake, how you doing with us, man?
Doing great, man.
Hey, thanks for doing this interview, man. And I got to ask, man, how's the Hall of Fame life treating you?
Oh, life is really good, man. My biggest regret is not getting sober sooner, because sober life is awesome. You know, I just, everything's come together, everything's wonderful, and just really angers me that I didn't smarten up sooner.
You know, I was watching you on the WWE Network. It was a new program, the Storytellers show, and man, you look great, Jake. You look great, man. You're being hard on yourself, bro. You look fantastic, man.
Yeah, I feel good, and body's treating me fairly well. I mean, I had a lot of things, both hips already done, and there's some other issues going on, but I'm not complaining, man. I'm happier now. My family's happy. My grandkids are loving me to death, and it's really good.
Are you still doing the DDP yoga? Somebody told me when they started doing it, man, it never really leaves you, brother. You keep doing it for the rest of your life. You're still up with it, huh?
Yeah, sure. You know, it just helps me keep moving, man. You know, they say that when you quit using it, you lose it. Well, that's true. You know, the older you get, the more you need. You know, you just got to keep these parts moving, man. Keep them oiled up if you can.
Yeah. I mean, I think that goes with all things, man. You stop using it, you lose it.
Absolutely.
You got to use it.
Absolutely, man. Just, that way I'm able to still get out and get around and do the things that I want to do, like the Comic-Con coming up in El Paso, man. The reason I do these things is, well, number one, the money's great, but that's not really the reason I do them. The reason I do them is I get to, some one-on-one FaceTime with fans, all those years that I was miserable, people didn't know that I was miserable and I was fighting for my life half the time. I hated myself and I hated the fans too. I hated the fans because they were like, hey, take a picture with my kid. I'm like, wait a minute, you don't know what I really am. You know, I'm a drunk, I'm an addict, keep your kid away from me. You know, and I'd be angry when people wanted time. But I look back now and I realize that the fans never give up on me. I gave up on myself a lot of times, because I just got so frustrated and so sick of living like that. But the fans never left my side, man. They've always been there for me, and now I get the chance to thank them, to take pictures with them, to sign autographs, and to talk about stories. And, my memory's not what it used to be either. I don't know if it's from all the headshots or all the alcohol and drugs, for whatever reason. They tell me matches that I can't remember having. So that's pretty interesting.
Speaking of the fans, Jake, when did you come to appreciate them? When did you have that dawning experience in your life and said, okay, yeah, man, these guys have been there for me, man. These guys are uplifting me, man. When did that?
When I had the surgery on my arm, on my shoulder, and the fans chipped in and paid for my surgery, man. I couldn't believe it. I mean, when Dallas told me they were going to do that, they were going to try to raise some money for my shoulder, I'm like, man, nobody's going to send money in to take care of me. Right. And hell, within 24 hours, we had everything that we needed. In fact, we had extra money, so I was going to keep it and have a boob job.
Yeah, of course, Jake talked about that.
Make up my mind if I'm going to do it on far back. That's the only thing that seems to be an issue.
Hey, yeah, you'll have a bunch of people following you then. You'll have a whole new set of fans.
Absolutely, set for set.
Yeah, of course, you mentioned Davin Dallas Page, who you stayed with, and that was chronicled during the resurrection of Jake Roberts, which I saw, which was just, it shook me to my core, man, because, I've known guys, it's so familiar, but so, heartfelt, because, again, I go back to the fans, Jake, we've always wanted you to succeed, we always wanted you to do well, and now you mentioned Comic-Con, and I'm sure this, man, correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, that you have different sets of fans coming up,
fans
that may have never even seen wrestling, but You've saved their life through your trials and tribulations, right?
I have met a lot of people, man, that I've helped change their lives. And I get a lot of letters, man, from kids saying, hey, thanks for helping my dad, you know. And he moved back home, and it's really great. Thank you, Mr. Roberts. And then, you know, with the WWE 24 thing, I've got a whole new fan base, man, that never actually saw me wrestle live, but they're right there for me. So I'm having a great time doing this, man.
Yeah, the best part is, man, is that your matches are all right there. You know, if somebody wants to see a classic match,
you dial it up.
Yeah, you dial it up, and you're a click away, and it's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be able to do that.
It certainly is, man.
Yeah.
I'm sitting home twiddling my thing, twiddling my thumbs, you know, and playing with my snake.
You know. Again, you got to use it, or you're a loser. You know,
thank God for Viagra. Yeah, they got a donkey show. I got it.
Yeah, again, I like. We can't wait to be down here now, man. I'm going to be interviewing you on the panel. Okay,
I'll have a great time, man. And we look forward to seeing everybody. That's everybody. Come on out and bring those stories, man.
Definitely. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for one. And I know that you said that your memory is not what it used to be, but is there something that sticks out? Because I'm kind of greedy here. I'm kind of needy because I've seen you speak so highly of guys like Dusty Rhodes, DDP, Andre the Giant. Is there a story that really that's sticking out in your mind right now that you'd like to share with us about something on the road, something with a wrestler, something that you think something you didn't agree with?
You know, Andre, you know, I mean, if you didn't agree with him, what are you going to do about it? You know, so to be in the ring with Andre, number one, was such an honor. And number two, I was like, man, the fans must really hate me because they think I can beat his big ass. And there ain't no way in hell that's going to happen. And just to prove his point, he sat on me one night and farted for about 40 seconds. And it was horrible. You got to be kidding me. No, it lasted forever. I couldn't believe how long I farted, man. But giants fart longer, you know? So, I mean, there were a few pieces that flew out with it, I'm sure. But, thank God he had shorts on, right?
What was that conversation like after in the back? Like,
hey, man, I thanked him. What else am I going to do? You walk up and slap him? Sure I will. I'm going to be a drug addict, but I'm not stupid.
Jake, you know, hearing you talk and tell these stories and where you're at and where you've been, man, again, you're a huge inspiration, not just on band wise, but my life too. And this has been a complete pleasure. We really
appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
I really encourage other people, man, to take a moment, man, and think about somebody that needs help. And you know, just know that if you're dealing with an addict or a drunk, that you gotta hide your jewelry, put your money away, and put your wife in the closet. But wait on in there and give it a shot, you know, and try to help somebody, man. If we don't help each other, we're all gonna be mud, you know. That's just the bottom line, man.
I'll
take care, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. We'll see you at Comic-Con.
All right, bye.